Track 11.
Once More Upon the Waters. George Gordon Byron.
Awaking with a start, the waters heave around me, and on high the winds lift up their voices. I depart whither I know not, but the hours gone by when Albion's lessening shores could grieve or glad mine eye. Once more upon the waters, yet once more, and the waves bound beneath me as a steed that knows his rider. Welcome to their roar. Swift be their guidance, wheresoe'er it lead. Though the strained mast should quiver as a reed, and the rent canvas fluttering strew the gale, still must I on. For I am as a weed flung from the rock on ocean's foam, to sail where'er the surge may sweep, or tempest's breath prevail. Where rose the mountains, there to him were friends. Where rolled the ocean, thereon was his home. Where a blue sky and glowing clime extends, he had the passion and the power to roam. The desert, forest, cavern, breaker's foam, were unto him companionship. They spake a mutual language, clearer than the tome of his land's tongue, which he would oft forsake for nature's pages glassed by sunbeams on the lake. But in man's dwellings he became a thing restless and worn, and stern and wearisome, drooped as a wild-born falcon with clipped wing, to whom the boundless air alone were home. Then came his fit again, which to o'ercome, as eagerly the barred-up bird will beat his breast and beak against his wiry dome, till the blood tinge his plumage, so the heat of his impeded soul would through his bosom eat. Self-exiled Harold wanders forth again, with naught of hope left, but with less of gloom. The very knowledge that he lived in vain, that all was over on this side the tomb, had made despair a smilingness assume, which, though 'twere wild, as on the plundered wreck when mariners would madly meet their doom with draughts intemperate on the sinking deck, did yet inspire a cheer, which he forbore to check.